This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is exactly 35 after 9, just 25 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. And we have an esteemed guest right here in studio right now. I'm talking about none other than Umbalenhle Zama. Nzama njalo, ololo, Umbalenhle Nzama, who is an MUT student. First of all, who graduated, so who's a shy postgrad manj. Listen, advanced. You know, and the reason why Umbalenhle is here is because we are hamba. Ngomhlaka 24 nje, 24 May, uzobe ngasekho la. You know, she'll be flying, guys, flying. Ushaya ama international trips ke, but ngifuna ukuzwa ngayo mina ukuthi ke kwenzakalani, what's happening, and all of those things. Hi, Umbalenhle.
Hi, how are you?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Hey, bethu ngiyaphila.
Awu kodwa ngeke uphila kwakho kwakhathela nje. Kune sai.
Ay, akunayi sai. Yabona nje, I'm just too humbled.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yabona ukuthi ngiyaphila, ngihappy kodwa manje hey. Kodwa ngisazongixoxela phela le.
Kuningi. Ay, it's not giving kuningi. So, ukuthi wake you and an MUT academic, Mamdom Futhi Mthembu, are going to be attending the UK residential study exchange visit. Can you tell us a bit more about that, actually? Ukuthi ke, where are you going? Why are you going? What you going to be doing there?
Ooh, okay. So, on the 25th of May, we are leaving the country.
Oh, my daughter.
I'm an
international.
Yes, we're leaving the country. We're going to UK, London School of Economics.
Oh, London School of Economics, yeah.
Yes, we're going to London School of Economics, where we will be visiting, actually. Because I'm going to say it's a SWEEP presidential program.
Mm-hmm.
SWEEP, okay, standing for Student Women Economic Empowerment Program. So we will be visiting USWEEP Ugewaselanda.
Oh, Lalela.
Yes. In Ganzangala, we have students picked from the side of South Africa. A couple of universities, not all universities, a couple of universities, and we were lucky to be amongst those students who were picked about to go to LSE. So we're going there for a student exchange. We'll be learning more about how USWEEP in London is operating, how they are managing their student structure, that said, culture, how they are maintaining the structure, what we could adapt from them for research purposes, basically. It's a national project, ADHE, which is Entrepreneurship Development in Higher Education, but it's actually international. It's just basically that, exchange of knowledge, learning about how SWEEP is doing that side, what we can adapt to Nangala, South Africa, objectives, because angithi vele each student structure iba nama objectives ahlukahlukene, as much as each project iyodwa, we are registered for the same purpose, but then our objectives as MUT SWEEP izohluka nama objectives SWEEP yase UKZN noma yase DUT noma yase UNIZULU, because suke si address ama problems angafani. It's not like sonke as female students is sneaking ifanayo, kuya ngokuthi sikephi uhlala kephi yakhe.
Sure. Yeah. So, speaking of that, let's track back just a bit and very briefly. Uguti, UNISWEEP and Wenza.
Okay, tracking back. USWEEP is Student Women, stands for Student Women Economic Empowerment Program.
Okay.
I was not too fast, ne? Okay. So, it's Student Women Economic Empowerment Program, or project.
Sure.
Which is a project, founder, Entrepreneurship Development in Higher Education.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The aim of USWEEP ukuthi sithole ama female students who find interest qala in entrepreneurship, who understand ukuthi isimo somnotho in South Africa is not really favorable to wonke umuntu. So ubese uthatha wena i-initiative ukuthi awuqalele elakhe business, u-contribute ke nawe positively to leso simo somnotho esithanda ukutenga-ntenga. Uqalele ibhizinisi lakho, ube entrepreneur. As you know, there are different categories of entrepreneurship, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So whichever category of entrepreneurship you fall into or fall under, thina sizokusiza ukuthi ukhule. We provide resources. I wouldn't say financial, but we have support in terms of who could help you assist in growing your business or your venture. We empower because not everyone is bound to be an entrepreneur or would want to be an entrepreneur.
Sure.
So nalaba bathi hey ngeke mina ngeke ngikwazi nje uba entrepreneur bakhona abantu mhlambe ngingathi bayavilapha abanye ngathi akukho nje vele kubona it's not their passion so abane king ukuthi bahlezi besebenzela imali by save rather than be abantu abagenerateyo imali baqasha abantu so nalaba bathi hey mina ngiwrite ngisebenzela nalapho futhi siyak empowerish kahlahle we just want every female student and males ike phela because angithi vele siphila nawo so now azoxobeleleka kulolu lwazi lelo yabo so but sifuna ukuthi umuntu abe economically literate sifuna ukuthi abe financially literate
sure
umuntu abe responsible nje empilweni abe akhula abe individually e responsible kodwa kakhulu understanding ukuthi angeke uzuphile nje ngomusa kaNkulunkulu yes but then reality ithi sidinga imali so considering ukuthi sidinga imali wena bona ukuthi uzophila kanjani nge ekudingeni kwakhe imali whether uzoyakha imali noma uzoyimaintaina kanjani imali yakho so it's economic empowerment in that context also in the context of GBV ukuthi sifuna-ke manje sesibheka the underrepresentation of females in entrepreneurship in the workplace so si-empowerisha nalowo ma-students lawa khona labantu laba ekuthiwa ama-introvert angithi so sifuna uku-empowerisha nalaba abathi ba ama-introvert kodwa they have the potential to be a game changer phela ukuthi manje umuntu mhlawumbe uyashesha ukubhulisheka uyashesha ukuzwela emsebenzini whether i-GPV mhlawumbe from umuntu wesifazane to umuntu wesifazane or umuntu wesilisa to umuntu wesifazane either way sifuna ukuthi sikukhulise ube umuntu nje o strong independent nje game changer powerful
lovely that's sweet
it looks so much to a module that I once did entrepreneurial skills
it does actually
Siyabuya, we are coming back so make sure that you stay tuned we're going to be finding out a bit more about Yena Umbali and her involvement with entrepreneurship and then also we're going to be looking at a lecturer njengoba eseshilo who is also the student entrepreneurship coordinator Umam Domfuti Mthembu. We're coming back right after this. In we are still with Umbalenhle Nzama right here on MUT Radio. Now going back, if you just tuned in again, Umbalenhle Nzama is going to be going with Mrs. Domfuti Mthembu, who is the entrepreneurship coordinator at Emangusuthu University of Technology. They're going to the UK. The payanage that is going to include travel to Oxford and Liverpool, and they're going to be looking at startups, businesses there, and incubators as well. It sounds very exciting, not gonna lie. You know, anyway, Sabawell indeed, man. Anyway, Mbalenhle, what are you expecting to experience in the UK?
Then I don't know. Can I tell you guys, for the longest time I was in denial. I couldn't believe what's in Gaham. I was like, I ain't guess I'm going to be so shy. I'm going to be COVID. So I said, I'm going to be disappointed. So I can't even begin to tell you guys what I'm expecting. I was already asking my brother, "Uthi konja khona ama bish ngaleng ngifuna ukuthi mengithole isikhathe." Yo, sithe lo mhlaba singiye ngibone phela iTV ukuthi okay khona indawo engathi sinolwandle ngathi ma fake or is it drip out one go. Nje so many places I've been googling yabo for leisure like. And then in terms of ukufunda like, I think I'm going to come back feeling like yabo ngizobe semfutheni in fact ukuthi ngifike kwi doctorate yami.
Yes.
Yeah, ngizobe ngingena lo phela. Get international.
Exactly. International. Is it ready? Passport?
It's ready. I actually have a visa appointment after this.
Look at that.
I'm going to do my biometrics for a visa and go first level. I think it's a Priyala pa. Oh, Devonport. But I'm also going to tell us. Yeah.
Abasho girl, abasho ngempela indeed. Usuzobuya ne accent yase UK ke manje.
Cela ubuye naye. Cela. At least u Afrika.
And you
are. Beyond.
He's like in clean.
Bro, please, man. Please, mate.
Please.
Definitely. Masubu, I'm going to go to the notepad. I'll be studying your notepad. I want to study your notepad. But anyway, you know, you're going with... I made a remark. Who is the student entrepreneurship coordinator. And I call her Umawako because I've sort of had a glimpse of the relationship you have with her. Can you just describe it with us as Muto Hamba Naege Futige Oya Nae UK? How is your relationship with her?
Oh, man. It's quite... Okay, to be honest... We are both Mrs. Mtembu. I found a mother when I didn't really expect it. Because I'm a working relationship. Be too attached unnecessarily.
Sure.
But it could not she's always like mbali khona ukuthi ngikusuggestile lapha mbali ku ukuthi yonke indawo la esuke ihamba khona mingikhona naye uzongintroduce as a social like emangosuthu nje mekhona into adingenzeke she knows ukuthi I'm one of the people as ukuthi nje bazogijima bayenze get the work done. So we've grown to have leo bond leo ke manje ya mother and daughter cause kwakuthi ngiyafunda this year, as guys you won't believe it, it's actually her kindness because actually contributed financially. Was quickly registration.
Look at that.
And I was really shocked. I was amazed. I'm still out of words because I really don't understand. I could never thank her enough. But I can only thank God every day for abantu abanjengayo. Because ngempela bonje, hey guys, gapeta. Being a student is tough, especially without Nespers now. We're hoping on bursaries now. And all of that. So in the meantime, we are just hustling, putting two and two together just to get through the day, just to get the work done, school and be where we need to be, but without complaining. But then having her makes us into Zibelula because she always has a plan B for me. So yeah, that's a relationship we've grown to have. And I think it's like ingoba nami ngamhlonipha like that. So and I'm just grateful because ngempela she didn't have to do it. She doesn't even have to do it. Go to Yagwenza either way. So I'm grateful for that guy.
That is so beautiful, man. That is very beautiful. Session Mambas in Muyage. Kutiwa Lana Nzohamba from 24 May to the 2nd of June. Nyazge, futhi ang funu kun mamba nsanda kmuya because jet lag. Zobin experiencing jet lag. I'm an international.
Yeah.
So, sazo nyaga nitu pumula kanyane. And then we definitely gonna.
This will be team season, gale.
In Mama. It's going to be season. Is it going to be summer?
Winter, ngale.
So Sam got the summer corner, Ibanda Engazuti,
winter. So you're chasing sunsets. Yeah. Look at that. Beautiful. Yeah. Bali, thank you so much for coming through to the Vukubangene Breakfast Show to let us know Gutige, what's happening and all of those. And I know Gutige, MUT Radio, we've actually covered the sweep a lot. Yeah. So I think if you're an avid listener of MUT Radio, you know how to join a sweep. And maybe now or next year, Uzobusukonde, a UK or to some other international country. Otherwise, all the best. Hopefully you learn and you enjoy Lawyer Corner. Gube Mnandi, most importantly, have fun and come back a better person than you are now, which
thank
is
you,
yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That is Umbanet. Oh, Umbanet Nzama, actually. So I'd just like to find out from you, actually. One more minute with
Balenche
Nzama. So on our breakfast table today, we're asking what horror movie used to scare you the most as a kid?
Anaconda.
How did I forget that?
Oh yeah. Are we sad? Wow, shout outs to you. Anyway, it was good having you, buddy. Thank you so much, and all the best. Please get uhambe uyoshaya I passport yako. Not a passport, man. I visa. Hey, matod. Ipumini
visa. International
babies. It is the Vukubangene Breakfast Show right here on MUT Radio. We have just less than 8 minutes before we sign out. So I'm just going to give you maybe one more song or two, and then you get some
sweep those streets.
You sweep those streets, exactly.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.